Have you been feeling weighed down by stress lately? You're not alone. It can seem like there are never enough hours in the day and stress is constantly nipping at our heels. That's why I'm excited to tell you about a free resource that can help you gain clarity. This free digital download planner is designed to help you organize your thoughts, focus your energy, and find more balance. I found it useful for diminishing anxiety, boosting productivity, and feeling refreshed even on hectic days. All you have to do is visit Mindful Worksheets. Why not give it a try? Taking even just a few minutes for yourself each day with a mindfulness planner is a great way to trade stress for tranquility. I highly recommend checking it out. Let me know if you have any other questions. The link is also in the show notes down below. Welcome to the Miracles and Wellness Podcast. My name is Clarissa Booker, and I'm your life and wellness coach and also a beauty expert. I am so happy and grateful that you are here. We'll be discussing all things health and wellness, feeling empowered, and loving yourself more while connecting your mind, body, and spirit. Always know that you can manifest whatever you desire for your greater well-being in your life, because I believe that miracles are for everyone. Hey there, friends. Happy Wednesday. Hope you're having a wonderful day. So today we're going to talk a little bit about self-sabotage. Has it ever happened to you, right? Sometimes it kind of creeps up in there, doesn't it? And this can happen with any aspect of our life, and especially our health or like weight loss for sure. You can start getting close to your goals and feeling like you're about to be successful in it. You'll be like, I'm almost there. It's those last couple of pounds or 10 more pounds, so wherever it is, you're seeing all this progress, then something like just starts happening and you just start feeling like there's these obstacles that start happening, right? And you're like, you just are almost there. You just got to get rid of these obstacles. And sometimes it might just start getting to you and you feel like you just want to stop and feel derailed, but you cannot stop. Because a lot of times when all these trials and tribulations start happening, you're almost there. It's like on the other side of that hill. It's like you're just climbing and you're just going. And then something happens and you just feel like you want to stop. But that's the time when you really don't want to stop, right? Because you are almost there. It's like that little hump, right? Just got to jump over that, right? So you don't want to give up, because your body wants to stay in this comfort zone that it's been in, right? It just wants familiarity. And so whenever you start going through these changes, and you're going to feel absolutely amazing while you're going through these changes, there are going to be some days that are going to be harder than others, but it's a good struggle, right? It like feels good. Like, you know, that soreness you get when you work out, if you're like pushing yourself a little more, it's like, feels good. It's like good pain. Just like beauty is pain. You ever get some services done? You'd be like, "Woo, child, what did I sign up for?" But then you look, I'm like, I look so good right now. I feel good. I look good. All the things. All right. It's just like that with your health, right? So if something's going on, your body might want to be in that comfort zone. Like say on your weight loss journey, you always get to a certain point and then sometimes you just like kind of stop, right? You got to change some things up because your body's like, I like it right here. I don't know what you are talking about, but I just want to stay right here in this position. But you got to keep pushing forward. Like, nope, just don't stop. Won't stop, don't stop, right? Just got to keep going. It's one thing to rest, because rest is so important. I'm all about rest and self-care. You know these things. So sometimes you got to take a break. Just be like, you know what? I'm just going to sit down. I'm just going to enjoy this wonderful weather. I'm going to go for a walk, a nice joyous stroll, get some vitamin D in there, sunlight, you know, and just get it all in. Or just sit down, just sit and just enjoy the breeze or watch some Netflix. Allow yourself a break if that's what you want to do. Because sometimes we need to do that. Sometimes we're pushing and we're pushing and then we might backfire, right? Allow your body to rest whenever it needs it. Try to listen to yourself. Sometimes there's like this little voice in the back of your head and it's like, hey sis, you want to sit down? You want to take it easy for a little bit? Your body's like, yeah, I need to do that. but then you like keep going and going, that might result in burnout for one. So we don't want to get to that level. We want to allow ourselves to rest. Just don't quit. Just get back up. Just know you got to go. You can rest, sit down on the bench if you got to. Just make sure you get back up, get back out there and do it again, right? And having a community and a support system is really good to help motivate you to keep you going again, right? Give yourself permission to rest, always. Feel yourself. Don't second guess yourself when it comes to stuff like that, okay? Because you need it, right? Rest your muscles, rest your spirit. Do whatever you need to do, right? And then during that time while you're resting, if you feel like you want to go backwards, just take a moment and to ask yourself, you know, how did you even grow up, right? Did you grow up in a place where it might have not been the most healthy of situations? Or did you pick up habits from somebody else? You know, you might be trying to recreate those patterns subconsciously without even realizing it, right? So say there's some fear there, you felt unsafe, or there was just something, or there was some struggle, or whatever that is, and it's just kind of there. And once you get to a certain point, your mind is like, wait a minute, something's happening here. Something's happening. It's trying to pull you back, right? And a lot of times that might help in subconsciously, unless you just take the time to work on that, work through it. Sometimes sitting still is the best thing when we are resting. Just like whenever you're going for a walk or run or just even in the shower, right? Those ideas start coming to you. That's one of the reasons meditation is absolutely amazing too. So you sit there and all the ideas just start coming to you. And it's like, because you're sitting in stillness, right? And this is when all your thoughts start coming up. When somebody's trying to talk to you, right? You know, he's trying to reach out to you. And you can hear him better when you are still. Right? Ever notice that? Or whenever you ask a question, the answer can come to you in stillness. If you're trying to figure something out, be like, why do I keep wanting to sabotage this? What is going on with me? Not judging yourself, always out of curiosity and never out of judgment. Asking yourself, what's happening here? Right? And just being open to the answers that's coming. And whenever you start feeling them come up, just let them come. So maybe you have a habit of whenever feelings start coming up, you don't want to process them. So maybe you eat, right? So just allowing yourself to deal with those in a healthy way. And if you need to talk to somebody, find somebody to talk to, whether that's a loved one, a coach, a therapist, or whatever that is, just allowing you to process that. And in the end, you will feel so much better and you will be able to move forward, right? And it's different for everybody. It'll help you reprogram. And that's always a wonderful thing. This just like it's another level in your growth where you're able to let things go. Okay? So do you have troubles being seen? Maybe there's some limiting beliefs there that's keeping you from going forward. Maybe you have those limiting beliefs there. And then something happens. You'd be like, nope, I'm not ready for that. You're telling yourself like you on the outside is like, I want that, right? I want to be fierce. And first of all, you still look good. However you are right now, love yourself in whatever mode you are. Even if you feel like you need to lose 30, 40 pounds, make sure you still love yourself, but still do take it upon yourself to be healthy and fit because we want longevity, right? Exactly. So that we can live for our family, for our loved ones, for our friends, for all of the things. Like, what are you working so hard for, right? Our health has to be number one. I don't want to see nobody hustling and talking about I'm on the grind and just all these things, you know, right? People want to say, but then you're not taking care of yourself, right? And to even go farther and enjoy it more when you're taking care of yourself and putting yourself first. Make sure you have your self-care as a priority. Sis, look, sit down, pull your calendar out, do whatever you need to do to make time for you, all right? Those negative thoughts. So if you have these limiting beliefs, they might turn into negative thoughts, and then you might start talking to yourself in a not-so-loving way. Have you ever caught yourself doing that, right? Stop that. Flip it. Be like, whoa, where'd that come from? Why am I thinking this way? This is not true. This is not a true thought. Flip it. Tell yourself something better. Tell yourself an affirmation in the moment, right? Some affirmations are wonderful. They can help out and just kind of flip you into a more positive state at the moment. Then just take the time to work through those, right? Because we want to try to break the cycles that are not serving us, right? And we can also do this with self-compassion, right? Don't be hard on yourself, because when you're hard on yourself, this can lead you down a spiral. It will make you feel even more upset, and that's not going to help the situation. Just talk to yourself with self-compassion. Talk to yourself the way you talk to your kids when they're hurt, right? Or when they're upset, or your loved ones, right? People that you care about. Because sometimes it's so much easier to show other people that love and affection and not give it to yourself, right? Because we're nurturers, because we love. And this is what we do, right? Sis, I see you, right? You need to give that love and affection also to yourself. That will make you even stronger for your family, right? You can't keep pouring out and pouring out and pouring out and not give it back to yourself. If you do, it's going to break you down. I don't want to see you broken down, and your family doesn't either. And the kids, they need you, okay? So do whatever you need to do in a healthy way. Just finding some healthy ways to cope, to get through whatever that is, all right? Now, do you have a limiting belief that fears you're going to fail, right? Do you have a fear of failure? Are you scared you're going to go to the gym or start eating in a more whole food way and you think you're not going to be able to keep up with it? It's okay. This is not about perfection. This is about taking one day at a time. Take one day at a time. Have a big goal. Know what your big goal is that you want to get to at the end of that race line. But allow yourself to go through that process, right? I want you to jump over those obstacles like a track star is jumping over those hurdles. And then you see how they keep going? They fast. They be like, and they get there. I want you to take one day at a time, go over each hurdle and keep going and keep going and keep going. Not as fast as they go. Allow yourself some space, right? But yes, just allowing yourself to do that. And you know what? Sometimes those little hurdles fall down. But what happens? They pop right back on up, boom, and they keep going. That's what you're going to do too, right? Just allowing yourself that, right? Just staying focused, right? Sometimes we get distracted. So if you decide, bam, I'm going plant-based and I'm going to work out 30 minutes cardio, then I'm going to do my lifting and my toning, get my strength training in there. Stick to it. Don't get derailed, right? When you see, look, there are so many diets that come out every 5 seconds. I'm sure while I'm talking right now, there's a new one that's popping up somewhere. There's a blog somewhere. And there's one that just popped up. Mm-mm. We don't want any fad diets, right? It messes up your system. We just want to stay focused and keep going, right? Sometimes we see that and your mind is like, okay, what about this? What about that? And that's that inner void, that critic coming up again. So we're not going to do that. We're going to keep moving forward, because forward is good, right? And even if something happens and you have a day where you kind of, you fudge a little bit, it's okay. Don't use that as a way to just go completely off the grid. You can come right back. You can come right back. You got this, okay? You got this. Let's go. Let's keep going. Because our mind can become our biggest enemy. We just want to try to stay on the right path as best we can. So this is why having a community is good. Having that big support system, right? Those people that live a long time, right? They're moving their body every day. They're eating whole food, plant-based. They have a community, right? A strong community. All of these things. I mean, there's so many aspects to it. So finding the people that you need, finding a coach that you need. And if you don't know where you need to go, that's when you ask God. Be like, should I work with them? What's the best path for me on my journey, right? And you will receive the answers. And while you're waiting in stillness, how are you talking to yourself? You know, ever sometimes people, we start out talking all positive to ourselves. I can do this. I'm ready. I'm motivated. And then things start happening in your thought, you start talking to yourself differently, right? You're like, wait, I can't do this. This is too much for me. You just start switching it up. It's saying it's too hard. Watch how you talk to yourself. because then you'll start believing your own thoughts. So even if you have to find some anchors to help you, finding a couple of items, maybe three items to remind you of why you're going through with this is a pretty good thing to do as well. Even if it is something as simple as a picture, right? Say it's a picture of your children or your whole family and you make that your screensaver. And whenever you're feeling like you're something is just not quite right and you're feeling kind of anxious about the whole situation, look at that. You know, that can help give you that reassurance to keep going forward so that you not go take some steps back, okay? And always know that you don't have to feel deprived. So if you are at an event or something, it's okay to say no. It is perfectly okay to say no. You don't have to explain yourself, say no, thank you. Sometimes you could be in an event or at a family function. And especially if people are used to you in engaging in a certain way, if they haven't seen you in a long time, they might expect you to have those same habits. All right. But you do not have to do that. You do not have to entertain that at all. You can see that's not what I'm doing anymore. I'm not interested. No, thank you. Keep it moving. All right. And just keep it moving because people will expect you to be that same person. People might try you, right? People might start chit-chatting a little bit, but you keep going on with your head held up high, always head high. Okay, honey. And you just keep moving. And you don't need to explain anything. You can explain it if you want to, but if you don't want to, that is perfectly fine too. All right. You can always scan the room, see what they have to eat, you know, make an idea. Say, okay, I can eat this, not this, right? And only eat when you're hungry. You don't have to eat just because everybody else is eating at that precise time, right? Do as you feel. Try your best to listen to your body, okay? You know, that might take some time for you to get used to eating, in a certain way where you listen to your body. So allowing yourself to eat three meals, maybe one snack. Now, the more nutrient dense food you eat, the more fiber that's in there, the more you feel full. So you actually don't need to eat as much food, right? And then a lot of times that actually decreases some of the snacking because you're not craving something as much. So if you're on an overly restrictive way of eating, if you're on a diet per se, some say you're not allowed to eat a certain food group, your body's going to be craving something. So this is when these cravings a lot of times come in. But when you're eating in a more healthful way and more nutritious way, then your body's not looking for something that it's missing, right? Your body's like, whoa, I'm missing something here. I'm still hungry, even if you're not hungry because you consumed a lot of food. Right. So you're not even going to run into that as much. And with everything, just trying to figure out what's going on inside of you. This goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Just knowing what that is, just taking the time to find out what is truly there. You know, why am I feeling the emotions that I'm feeling? You know, what is coming up that's making me do this? And just taking the time to work through that. With compassion, right? You owe that to yourself. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we're harder on ourselves and we don't want that. We want to talk to ourselves with love, okay? And when it comes to rewarding yourself, try not to reward yourself with eating, right? Allow yourself to talk to yourself with praise. Tell yourself that you're proud of yourself, right? Like you do. Others, talk to yourself like that when something good has happened, because food can go all emotions, right? It's not just being stressed or sad. It's happy too. All the things. There's a gazillion emotions out there and we could throw food on all of them. All right. So just finding another way to reward yourself. Do something exhilarating, something fun. Have fun, man. Life should be enjoyed. Always have joy in your life, right? We are, all of us are going to have every single emotion come into our life because we're people. And God bless us with all of these emotions, right? Just knowing what to do with them when they come, right? When stress comes, you know, knowing how to maneuver that a little bit, right? In a way. But You got this. All right? So I hope this helped you. Please take the time to share this message with somebody else because you never know who it might help. And I will see you here later. Until next time.
If you like my mommy show, leave her a review. Bye, guys.
Thank you so much for coming by. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a written review. Until next time, love and light.